The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
From the studios of WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 FM, locked, loaded, and already regretting their breakfast, it's time for the show that's guaranteed to spill your tea and leave you wondering, what did I just listen to? That's right, folks. It's Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea. Brace yourself for a manic blend of random facts, questionable opinions, and the kind of comedy you won't find in your grandma's recipe book. Will they get to the news? Maybe. Will they derail into a debate about the moral compass of squirrels? Almost certainly. So grab your mug, hide your biscuits, and prepare to dunk your sanity. Here they are, the sultans of silliness, the barons of bewilderment, Chuck and Billy.
Yeah.
Well, good afternoon.
It was cool. I said, yeah, and didn't even have a microphone next to my face.
I heard you.
Oh, did you? That's cool.
Yeah, if I heard you.
Hey, I hear you now.
Ooh.
Was completely gone.
That's okay. Sometimes it's okay.
It's gone. All right, welcome to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7, Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 Lee. We get that down sometimes. Sometimes like 8:49. Oh, wait.
Yeah, it's like, did I hear a niner in there?
Did I hear a niner in there? Were you calling from a walkie-talkie?
No, but for real.
Exactly. So I have a surprise for you later.
Oh,
I'm gonna play it later, but
it's a surprise for me. Yeah,
for us,
is it my birthday?
Well, it's actually for you because you came up with it. But anyway,
is it my birthday?
It's
not my birthday.
It's not my birthday. Mine's next.
It is
Big 5-0. You're gonna be like, but you don't look that old in your picture. That's not my picture.
Welcome to the AI and filters.
Yeah.
I can make myself look like anything.
I look sexy in that picture, but no. If you see me in real life, you'd be like, you're so fat.
Who are you?
Yeah.
Why do you call yourself? You don't even look like that.
You're not even Chuck. You're a liar.
You're a catfish.
You're all a liar.
You're a liar.
Do whatever I want. Gosh.
You're just jealous.
You're a liar. You're such a liar.
Liar, liar.
Liar.
Pants on fire.
You're a lurier. There it is. The chillinary.
Yeah.
Chillinary word, a lurier.
Yeah.
You're a lurier. Fjarded. We got it.
That was funny.
That was good.
That was a good story.
That was funny.
That was pretty funny.
We had fun. That was fun. Like I was... Oh, I gotta say hi to Mina. Mina, I hope you're listening to the show. You better be, because you said you were going to as soon as the show came on. So if you're not listening,
did she ever listen to the other ones too?
Yeah, both of them.
Well,
yeah.
Alrighty then.
Thank you, Mina, for listening, and thank you for being at my store. And I appreciate having you transferred to my store. It's so amazing.
333.
Wait, what?
Triple digits.
Oh,
333.
Oh, that was sweet.
That.
Just
I saw
at it
that.
Too. Yeah, it's time to play the lottery.
Yeah.
I ain't going to win it.
But no,
anyway, I would be like, look, I still have a dollar.
It was pretty cool, though, that we both saw that at the same time.
It was perfect, yeah.
The threes all the way across.
Must mean something.
I don't know.
It means Chantel's coming to the show.
Ooh.
No. Like, oh my God, that'd be so cool.
I would laugh. That would be a good show. I'm telling you.
Yeah,
that would
be funny. Could
she's
you see that?
Funny.
Could you see? I don't know, man. I don't know. She's terrifying.
I still think she should do like the weather.
Yes,
you know, like, or something.
I can see now. Like up in the upper north here. Like my name's
in the northeast. We're in the northeast, right?
We're in the northeast. My name's Chantel. Like way up here. It's like really rainy. My name's Chantel. And then like here in Pittsfield, it's really kind of like hot. Like it's 87 degrees. And like my name's Chantel. And like it's really like humid and stuff. It feels like 94.
Kniefer.
Kniefer. My name's Chantal.
It'd be even funnier if she was like, far away. She's talking about the weather.
My name's, well, like, she kept doing this. And she kept,
well, it was like,
why, anyways.
It was, it's more like, and like, the weather is really warm and kind of humid. My name's Chantal.
Yeah.
And
it would be like, it's like really hot and humid outside and like, you know, it's getting warmer. My name's Chantal. It would be like that.
Oh, that's funny. I think great. If anybody did that, it'd be funny.
Oh, it'd be awesome.
You just pick like one little phrase.
Yep.
And every time you say the phrase, it has to be really close.
Yeah, you're like, so anyways, the other day I was going to the store and I bought some Fig Newtons. And then I came back. What the heck? Like when, like no, when and on Full House.
Yeah.
When Joey was like, you. When he was singing on the mic, it was great. And everybody kept doing it to him. He was like, stop it. Stop
it. Cut it out.
Stop it. Just stop it. So, me need to get to work. Stop standing behind a counter. Yes, I can see you. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I have eyes everywhere.
I can see you. I have cameras all over the place.
Do you remember when you were young and your mom would always say, I have eyes in the back of my head?
Yeah, that drives me
And
nuts.
They knew things.
Yeah.
It was like, do you?
Yeah, you're like, do you really?
Do you?
And then you do something. She's like, I saw you. And you're like, and she's like, back.
She describes
too.
The whole thing. And you're like,
how did you see me? Told you I have eyes in the back of my head.
Yeah. There were no cameras that you could put in your house then. No. I mean, yeah, maybe. But like people didn't do that.
Yeah, it'd be like 8-bit.
Yeah. Or
like
it was
Nintendo.
Like webcam.
That was useless.
Yeah, it was.
You're like, I look great.
It was like,
it's like, and you're like,
it's like putting a trail cam.
Yeah,
in your room.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
it is. Yeah, barely anything.
It was horrible. Like, you thought you were cool when you're on camera. You're like, yeah, can you see me?
And it would freeze, and you'd be making a weird face.
And then you're like,
yeah.
Look, you're constipated.
Yep.
Are you constipated? What do you mean? Are you moving? No. Yes. What are you talking about? Oh, you're frozen. Oh.
Did you ever see Sisters?
Yes.
Did you see the part where the parents tried to pretend they froze?
Yeah, they're like.
And they just stop, but then they just move.
Yeah, they're like.
Yeah, they're blinking.
That movie's great.
It is
Can
great.
Can you both get on the camera, please? And they're like half and half.
Yeah.
It's so awesome. I think you guys froze. Nope. No. Guys, stop.
I can see you blinking.
Yeah.
It was funny.
It was good. That was great.
That's a good idea, though. I mean, a lot of times Zoom will freeze.
Yep. I should do that.
And if you're having a conversation with someone you really don't feel like having a conversation with anymore, just stop.
Yeah, just be like, so I was talking to...
And then let it just let it go and see how far you can take it.
Can you see it?
I don't know. I'd start laughing, I think.
I know. Dude, you all right?
Yeah.
Just sit there and be like, don't blink, don't blink.
Somebody comes in the room and talks to you, and you're like, you're not moving, but everybody's coming in and walking away. The dog comes in and sits.
You're having a seizure.
The dog comes in and sits in your lap.
Yeah.
You're
like
still,
in your face, and you're like,
you're still not moving.
That would be great.
You're totally doing that on purpose.
Here's your coffee.
I can see. I can
what are you
see
doing?
The dog is licking the inside of your nose.
Your eyes just twitching, like.
Yeah.
I was just kidding, man. We're good.
I wanted to see how long I could go without moving.
We'll see if I could do it. My name's Chantal.
My name's Chantal.
Yeah. Hey, my name's Chantal.
But yeah, we should get her. We gotta get her up here.
I gotta get
at
her
least to do like one little thing.
Do an interview. I don't know if I could do an interview. She'd drive me nuts for like 10 minutes.
I don't know.
I couldn't. We've talked about
this.
Just
saying.
I can't. She just gets there.
Just the weather.
Yeah. We should be like, well, let's go to our weather. let's go to Chantel for our weather. Chantel.
Hey, guys.
I know, right?
Like, I'm ready to do the weather. I got my little pointer and everything. My name's Chantel. And yeah, I would be like, oh, good Lord. Couldn't do it. I couldn't. I don't know. Maybe we should do it. Let's do it.
We should.
Let's make her do the weather. Are we allowed to do that?
Are we? Why not?
It'd be funny.
As long as it's, you know, as long as it's true. I found the t-shirt.
Uh-oh.
That you made me.
Which one?
The pop t-shirt.
Oh, the pop Oh, yeah. Oh, is that the one your mom wore?
Yes. Yes, I hung it up.
I can't find mine.
I just hung it up yesterday.
Oh, did you? I can't find mine at all.
I did. It's still, like, crunches, you know?
Oh,
like it's like,
I hate that.
It's plasticky,
yeah,
you know?
I can't stand
it. I also found the tux, the blue tux.
Oh, you got that one? I got one hanging in the closet.
I hung it up. You got the orange one.
Yeah, we should wear that here.
We should.
Wednesday. Next Wednesday, we should do it.
Let's do it.
I'm like, you like my bow tie?
Yeah.
I'll come
totally. I'll be throwing the vibes.
Yeah. I'll be throwing the vibes. Yeah.
Yeah. That was the part where he, like, walks up to her and talks to her about the owls.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, nice. You know,
yeah.
Owls you got there?
Owls. The owls.
Yeah, nice owls you got there. I mean, it's really it's not a bad
His
word,
name is Jeff.
Jeff Daniels.
Jeff Daniels, yeah. He's been in a lot of great movies, but he's been so versatile in his acting. Like, he's been in really funny movies, you know, goofy,
yep.
And then really serious movies.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's played a villain. He's played a good guy. I think that's pretty cool when actors and actresses can play multiple different parts that shows their talent.
Like Jim Carrey when he played in 23.
Yeah, that was good.
That was a good movie.
It was good.
And it was weird because after I watched that, everything I saw was 23. I was like, I hate this.
You know what's funny is that is like my favorite number.
23?
Yeah.
Nice.
I used to put it on all my jerseys every time I played sports.
My favorite number is 29, but it was. It's not. I don't know. I don't know about now.
And the odd thing is. It's funny that I say odd. The odd thing is I can't stand odd numbers.
Yeah, I don't.
But that's the only one I like.
I
love even numbers. I don't know. It's just weird. I, like when I turn the volume up, I gotta turn it up to an even number.
Yeah,
it's gotta be like it can't be 27. Click, it's gotta be 28. It's gotta be an even number. So if it's on 27, I turn it to 28. Like right now, that thing right there, it's a 71.
Driving you nuts. Yeah. Can you put it on 72?
70.
Do you want it on colder? No. Lower, he said. 70.
Wouldn't it be cool if they made like headphones that had little air conditioners in them or little fans?
That'd be great.
They might.
That'd be great. That'd be cool.
Well, then you wouldn't be able to hear, but.
No, I know, but it would. Yeah, I'd be like, what?
Just some air.
Yeah.
Like somehow.
I don't know. That'd be great.
That would be. Or you know, these are padded, right?
Yeah.
You know how they make, like, cooling pillows?
I feel like I'm wearing heaters on my ears.
You know how they make cooling pillows? Like you put the stuff that's in the cooling pillows in the headphones so that they stay cool.
That would be great. I wonder if they do make some.
It's my idea. Don't take it.
Yeah, don't take it. We'll kick your...
I'm going to put it in an envelope, and I'm going to send it to myself and never open it.
Yeah.
And date it.
You'll be like... I remember this envelope. I don't even know what's in it.
No, you know what's gonna happen. I'm gonna get it in the mail. I'm gonna open it. Like, what did I send myself? Oh, yeah. And then it's no good.
Like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like Mr. Dr. Evil. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I would. That would be me.
I've actually mailed myself stuff to pretend that like I was cool. My mom's like, you got mail. I was like, oh, really? Ooh, wonder who it's from.
Let's be pen pals, even though we live in the same city.
And
we can see each other. We can be pen pals.
What are you doing? I'm sitting here at work.
There's, in the day and age where everything, you can text people, you can email people.
Nobody writes anymore.
Nobody ever writes anymore. And you know, it's kind of cool. It's a cool idea to sit down and write a letter because you're putting thought into it.
Yeah.
I mean, not that you're not putting thought into an email or a text message, but it's just different.
Yeah, well, it's funny because now if you start writing letters, everything's going to be abbreviated like WTF and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I know.
Like, no, what are you doing?
I know, I'd write it out.
Yeah, I would.
Just because, I don't know, that's me, I guess.
Yeah, I can't, I don't know, I just like when people say okay instead of, when they say K, instead of okay, just say okay, it's not that hard.
Yeah.
I do it sometimes where I'm not paying attention. I'm just like click and like, oh, why did I do that?
Or it's just you might be busy and that's
okay, but click,
that's like the quickest you can do.
instead of saying you, it's you.
Yeah. Remember when you had to do it like that, though, because you only had so many characters?
Yeah, you're
so you had to abbreviate, like, using the letter U and the number 2.
Like, yeah. With your old Nokia phone, you're like, click, 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 there's Y.
The number U, 4 yeah. ever.
Yeah. Forever.
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 Where's that from?
Sandlot
kiddos. From the 90s.
From one of the best baseball movies ever. I don't know. I love that movie. I can't say the best. One of the best. I love that movie.
It's a classic.
It is. I love that movie.
I think one of the best is Field of Dreams.
Yeah, that's one of the best.
That's one of my favorites.
It's right there, though. I just love the Sandlot. It's just great.
It is. It's right up there.
It's great. I love when the dog comes in after him. It's so funny.
I know.
They think it's like this. You're thinking it's like this big giant beast.
Giant monstrous dog. And it's a mastiff.
Yeah.
It is a giant dog.
Yeah, they're big.
But this dog is like, you know, you just want to go up and squeeze his jowls.
Yeah.
What you do to him? Who's a good puppy? Who's a good grandma?
Did you ever see that video? Did you ever see that video where it was a happy end, you know, clap your hands? Did you ever see that?
No.
This guy is slapping his grandma's jowls in the video.
Oh, my goodness.
He goes, if you're happy and you know, clap your hands. And he's slapping her jowls. She's just staring at him like this. And he does it again. And then she goes, if you're happy and you know, blah, blah, blah. And he's like,
I think.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I think it's funnier that she didn't do anything. Like, she just stared at him.
She was not happy.
No, I know. I think that's funnier than the actual act of it.
Like, dude, funniest thing. I laughed so hard. Her facial expression is like, I'm going to punch you in the face.
Yeah.
Like, it was so great. She was like, right when he did it, she had her head turned. She was talking to him. She was like. It was awesome.
That's funny. No, I've never seen it.
Oh, you got to watch it. She is so aggravated. Like, there's parts in it. There's like, they have like a compilation of it. And there's a whole bunch of people doing it. It's so hilarious. She's so aggravated. Like, I'm going to choke you.
Well, wouldn't you be aggravated?
No, I'd laugh, probably.
I don't know.
If I had jowls down to here, probably, yeah.
Yeah. Well, does anybody have that?
Excuse me. Great, I'm dying. Awesome.
Hey, guess who's visiting us in the live?
Who?
Let's say hi to Rick.
Rick.
We haven't seen Rick in a long time. We haven't heard him. And I'll never forget Rick's
explosion on our podcast.
Yeah, his oh yeah.
Louder than that though.
And I think I have that. I think I have it somewhere.
Ooh, dying.
I gotta find it.
That was the funniest thing. We laughed so hard.
Yeah.
I was like, "What? You a liftoff?" You were like, "Liftoff." I was like, "Yeah, I think so."
You did at first. You were like, was
that a fart?
Was that a fart? He blew up.
He was like, "Sorry, I thought I forgot to put it on mute."
Yeah, I thought I muted it.
It was like,
"Oh, it was bigger than that."
I know, but I was just trying to be nice.
It's a signature move.
But he even like expressed himself after he was done. He was like,
"Yeah."
Like, you hear it, and I was like, "What the?"
Realizing it's not on mute.
And then he's like, I was like, "Was that a fart?" And he's like, I thought it was on mute." There's a whole bunch of people in here.
Your wife has just joined.
Hi, beautiful woman.
So, yeah, there's a few. Let's see. I'm trying to get to, let's see.
Hey, people. How are you? You're so kind.
I know I sent.
Just so you guys know, my phone's way over there. Billy's is over here, so Billy can see stuff. So if he tells me what's going on, then I can try to respond. Can't text back, though, people. So we got 10 minutes before our break. Well, I'm going to play that commercial.
Okay.
I have a commercial for us.
We have a commercial. It's not like a boring one, though.
No. We're going to leave the mics on just so we can laugh.
So we can interact with you.
We're probably going to laugh so hard we're not going to hear any of the commercial. So
let's try not to. Let's make sure they can hear it.
Yeah. So you guys got to get ready. Have fun.
I'm going to sit back just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Are you hungry for food that's borderline dangerous? Do you crave flavor, excitement, and maybe a little adrenaline rush? Welcome to King McWendy's, where we dare you to conquer the flatliner. The flatliner. So jam-packed with beef, bacon, and 7 different layers of cheese, you'll wonder if we have a hospital wing out back. Spoiler, we might. Need something to wash it all down? Say hello to the frothy, bursting in 32 flavors, including some 32. We might not legally be allowed to mention. And if you survive your meal, which, let's be honest, we hope you do, claim your very own King McWendy's t-shirt. We'd say, oh, while supplies last. But who are we kidding? King McWendy's, where your hunger meets its match and possibly its maker.
Get yourself a free frothy if you bring in your hospital bracelet after attempting to eat the flatliner. Always here to help a customer. So come on down to King McWendy's today.
Oh, man. Yes, that's King McWendy's for you.
Oh, that almost made me cry.
That was great. Bringing your hospital bracelet for trying to eat the flatliner.
Bringing your hospital bracelet for a free meal. For what? A free frothy?
Yeah. For trying.
King McWendy. Oh, man.
I had to do that, man. It was great. I made it last night half asleep. I was like...
You did good.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
You got thumbs up from me.
All right. I had to because you came up with King McWendy's, and I was like, yes, we got to do it. Got to do a commercial. People are probably like, is there really a King McWendy's? I want a frothy.
No, there isn't. Sorry.
Yeah.
We thought about maybe possibly thinking about drawing one, but.
Yeah, drawing it. That's all we're doing is drawing the
drawing
meal.
One
we're drawing
in a comic, maybe.
We're drawing the meals.
We should do that. We should make a comic.
For called King McWendy.
Yeah. There won't be any, like, you know, heroes in it, I don't think.
Yeah, we can have...
The heroes are the ones that can survive the flatliner.
Yes, they're all like,
I need a hero.
Yeah. Banging on his chest. You got it.
You might think we have a hospital wing. Spoiler. We just might.
Spoiler. And we say while supplies last, but who are we kidding? You're going to die anyways.
That's good.
That was a good one. I was going to come up. I came up with a few other ones, but I didn't like them. I liked that one. That was the best one.
I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. I'll tell you what, man.
I'll tell you.
What was that movie with
tell you
Damon Wayans? Oh, Major Payne. I love that movie. Oh, I love that movie.
Let me tell you something, young fella.
Oh, that was great. He's like...
I know.
Oh, there's no pee in your pants.
Ain't no pee in your pants in the military, I tell you what. Drop down, give me 20 right now.
Oh, man, that was a good movie. Oh, like when they hired the big dude to beat him up.
Oh, I know.
Bam Bam Bigelow.
And they thought he was going
to
make
whooped.
A difference.
He was like, I'll talk to you guys later. And he walks away.
I know. I think the best part, though, and it's not that it's funny. It was just awesome.
Yeah.
Is when he stood up to that kid's father.
Oh, yeah, that was best.
That was awesome.
That was amazing. I still liked it when he put the little kid in the head in the arm lock.
Oh yeah,
you trying to come at me, boy?
He's like,
and the little engine that could.
He almost sounded like the dude from Sling Blade, but a little better.
Y'all got some biscuits in there.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got some biscuits in there.
We don't sell biscuits, sir. We have like ice
what
cream.
What size pants you wear, boy?
I need your boots.
We should have a voiceover for that.
Here, Chuck and Billy's not your cup of tea. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna play some things and
stuff.
Instead, I might need biscuits.
My name's Gravy.
My name's Gravy.
Oh, man.
Biscuits and gravy.
Anybody saying anything? I can barely see it, but I have great eyeballs.
Not really. Rick said he couldn't hear.
Good. That's not why you got to listen to the radio.
Yeah, man. I know it's on live and everything, but you can hear us, but sometimes you can't hear what we're playing.
I don't know why, because usually when I turn it up, it works. But I don't know.
I don't know.
You're out of luck, mister.
Maybe we'll play it for you again later. Just to be nice. Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, could be possible.
I wonder if we turn the mics off, it'll be able. Yeah, maybe. Maybe if we turn the mic off, they can hear it.
Nah, like, I don't know, because I think it's, they just hear us talking normal on that.
Oh, yeah. That's right. What? I'm just kidding.
Yeah, they can always go to the website too. So it's streaming.
Yeah,
if they want to hear, if they want to hear the radio.
Yeah,
or just if you're in the area, you can tune it in to 89.7.
89.7 WTBR Pittsfield.
Or
wait, it's not time yet. Damn it!
I know, almost 5 minutes.
Almost there, guys.
Listen.
Listen, Mister.
Listen, Linda. What was that? You got gum or something?
No. Maybe. But anyways, it was funny.
Yeah, you got gum.
Goom.
Whatever you do, don't stick it on the bottom of the table.
I don't know. It was just, when you said Linda, I just laughed.
Listen, Linda.
Easy, Linda. Keep it down.
I tell you everything.
I tell you everything.
I saw him. He looked like a you. He looked like a me. He looked like a man.
He very evil. Like.
I saw him steal at the register in the store.
He worked at Blockbuster Video.
I can't remember if she's Miss. It's Miss Swan, but
yeah, Miss Swan. But I can't remember her name.
I can't remember the show. Is it?
It was it's Mad TV.
Mad TV.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Who's the? Oh, I can't remember. I know the one that I know. It's on SNL. The one that always does the like. Everything's in the bed. Everybody's. She becomes like. She always says something bad every time there's like a party or something. She's like, wah, wah, wah. Every time.
Oh, I can't remember. Yeah. Downer Debbie or Debbie Downer?
Yeah, Debbie Downer. Debbie Downer. That's it. Oh, it's so funny.
Yeah, that is funny.
That's great.
And I love watching them like try not to laugh.
And she's like,
yeah.
And she's like,
and it's like, wah, wah, wah.
And she's trying not to laugh too. It's so funny. Like, did you see the one with Ben Affleck?
No.
He was dying. Like, he was like, we're just going on a trip. And then she was like, she's like, I would like to go on a trip. But I can't. She just lost it. It was great.
It's funny when they do that. Because you know it's funny.
Yeah.
You know it's funny when they start trying not to laugh. And it just makes it worse because you just laugh harder.
Yeah, it was great. Mm-hmm. Don't worry, everybody. I'm dying slowly.
It's going to be all right.
It's awful dry in here. I don't have no agua. I need some agua.
Yeah, I have some.
You're good. I'm good. I'll survive, I promise.
You better.
I'll try.
That would suck if I started talking like that afterwards. I'm like, hey guys, it's Chuck and Billy's. I hear coming to you. I'll just talk like Chantel. I'll be all right.
Like, this is Chuck and Billy's, and I hear a couple of tea. My name's Chantel.
No, I would be like, my name's Chuck. Would be so bad. Who's talking? Who's talking?
I don't know. I don't know if it would be. I don't know if it would be I don't know. I don't know if it would be as funny.
Oh, if I did, it's Chuck.
Yeah. My name's Chuck. It's not funny.
Uh-uh.
My name's Chantel.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, it doesn't work.
That's better. So much better.
It's a surfer, bros. What's up, bro? You guys want to ride the wave? Yo, man, I was like doing a 980, bro. I'm like...
Oh, my gosh.
We should do surfer stuff on the radio.
Yeah. It's almost summertime.
Yeah. Like, I'm I wish it would just, board, bro.
Like, not rain for a while. Like, a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, not rain for a little bit.
I gotta wax my board, bruh. And like, I'm gonna bro out there. And, yeah, man.
I'm gonna surf the waves that are in my backyard. Yay!
Woohoo!
We had like a monsoon yesterday. Did you see that?
That was. No, I was in Great Barrington.
Holy cow.
It was like, whoosh, done.
Like, all of a sudden, I could hear it on the roof of my house.
You're like,
it was coming down.
You're like,
the skies opened up and just wailed. And it rained really, 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 you couldn't even see across the street.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
No, I'm not going. You want to go for? No, we're not going for a walk.
I could have done a slip and slide in my backyard at that moment.
Well, this is Chuck and
without
Billy's.
Without the slip and slide.
Yeah, this is Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. We'll be right back after this amazing commercial break.
The BRTA offers training to any person or group new to using the bus system or the process. We have a certified travel trainer that will make the process easier. Our travel trainer will ride the bus with you until you are more comfortable with how everything works. They can teach you about fares, how to read the schedules, how to get on or off the bus, and pedestrian safety. If you are interested in this service, please email traveltraining@berkshirerta.com.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to our commercial break. We really appreciate it.
Yeah. Hello.
So we figured it out. We can actually show you guys the commercial one more time if you'd like, so you can hear it really quick. And it's really quick. It's not long. So, Rick, if you want to hear the commercial, you better be here. I will play it for you one more time because you're obnoxious. No, I'm just kidding. Because this time you can hear it through your speakers. On the Facebook, Jesus, on the Facebook Live, dude.
You can do it. You can do it.
I got it. Anyways, all right, I'm gonna do it for you guys. Lumberjay.
Are you hungry for food that's borderline dangerous? Do you crave flavor, excitement, and maybe a little adrenaline rush? Welcome to King McWendy's, where we dare you to conquer the Flatliner. The Flatliner. So jam-packed with beef, bacon, and 7 different layers of cheese, you'll wonder if we have a hospital wing out back. Spoiler, we might. Need something to wash it all down? Say hello to the Frothy, bursting in 32 flavors, including some we might not legally be allowed to mention. And if you survive your meal, which, let's be honest, we hope you do, claim your very own King McWendy's t-shirt. We'd say, while supplies last. But who are we kidding? King McWendy's, where your hunger meets its match and possibly its maker.
Get yourself a free frothy if you bring in your hospital bracelet after attempting to eat the Flatliner. Always here to help a customer. So come on down to King McWendy's today.
They tell you to come back.
There you go.
They tell you to come back, but, I mean, then there's all the screaming and the running.
Yeah.
And the horror because they're scared because you're a ghost.
Yeah, I know, right? Please come back.
Come back and see us sometime. Sure.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
There's all that running and screaming.
Can you imagine how greasy the floors will be in King McWendy's?
Oh my goodness.
Everybody dripping all the sweat. They're like,
ew.
You got that, Grandpa? It's only the Flatliner. You only got 5 more bites left.
It's only the Flatliner.
And you hear everyone. It's like,
all of a sudden, there's like people's, their defibrillators in their chest are going off.
There's like EMTs on hand just in case.
We have them sitting.
They're like, is he going down? Oh, he got that one down. Dang it.
Yeah.
All of a sudden they see
this one made it.
And they're like, he's good. Oh, he's got.
Yeah, we hire like a staff of first responders. Yeah. You know, like, you guys just hang out. We'll switch you out every 12 hours.
Yeah, y'all can eat free food here if you want, tell you.
Yeah.
Y'all want a frothy?
Actually, you know, we just put a few D-vibs around and just teach people how to use them. And,
yeah, like regular customers.
You see, if you see anybody on the ground, just grab this thing over here.
Before they pay with their credit card. Do you want to learn how to use a defibrillator?
Yeah. Here's a defib coupon.
Training to the left.
Oh, that's funny.
If you train to be how to use a defibrillator, we'll give you a coupon for a free Wendy's meal.
King McWendy's.
Sorry. She's just Wendy's, sorry.
Yeah, King McWendy.
King McWendy's meal. Free if you do the training.
Yeah.
And stuff. I had nothing.
Yeah, I got nothing.
I got nothing.
You got like a couple of different lines. So you got your defib training line. Then you got your patient line, not to be confused with customer line.
Choking line. Can we get this guy? He's kind of blue.
You can have like a contest to see like who could eat the flatliner the fastest.
Oh, good.
Without keeling over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can eat this the fast way.
We'll give you 32 frothies. And that's one in every flavor.
One, and you will die anyways because it's going to kill you from all the sugar intake.
Don't forget to dunk your fries.
You're going to get diabetes.
Your A1C is going to not thank you.
Yeah, there's only like certain levels of diabetes, but if you eat at King McWendy's, there's like extra levels. Yeah. Level 7.
Remember that show where the guy went, and he ate McDonald's for 30 days straight.
Yeah, the guy that died.
Yeah.
He died. That's sad.
Yeah.
From complications to a lot of things.
Well.
I mean, he's proved a point, obviously.
I guess. I mean, I wouldn't have gone about it.
No.
There are better ways, people. Yeah.
I mean, I would have done it for like maybe a week and a half or something. He couldn't do it.
He couldn't. Like, I think after, a few days, he was starting to feel like really sick and gross.
Yep.
I guess that, like, some people do it a lot, but not every single day like that.
Oh, man. People do it.
Morning, noon, and night.
Yeah, there's some people that do it every day. It's like, ugh, I can't do that, man.
I guess it's the convenience of it. I don't know.
Because nobody wants to cook anymore. I love cooking.
Because you just don't have time.
I can't.
Sometimes you just don't have time. Some people do. Some people don't.
Crap at my store.
Gosh. Yeah.
It's disgusting. You're like,
This tastes like plastic.
This tastes just like the plate it came in.
Tastes just like candy.
This tastes so good.
What was your go-to snack when you got home from school as a kid?
My go-to snack? I don't know.
Yeah, like you'd run home, you get home, you run in the door, you drop your backpack on the floor.
Yeah, and then throw it everywhere.
And then you run into the kitchen like, I need a snack. What was the first thing you got?
I don't know. I think it was cereal. I think it was like I would always get like Cocoa Pebbles every time. No, wait, no, that's a lie. I would get Cocoa Pebbles and then put Cocoa Fruity Pebbles in it.
Oh, I bet you that's good. I've never had that.
It was
I've
so
never
good.
Thought to do that to
it
mix
was
it together.
So good.
People gonna have to try
like,
it.
People are probably like, it's gross.
No.
Tastes like
that sounds good.
Tastes like cotton candy and chocolate.
I've been coming at so my algorithm has been wonky. Of course, you know, I see the stuff I not particularly want to see, but yeah. I've been seeing the 90s, like the people that depict the 90s. Yeah. Like you wake up in 1997 and then it goes through like all the different things that existed in the 90s, the 97.
Yeah, I get those a lot, too.
Yeah, I think they're great because I'm like, oh, I had one of those. I had one of those. I had one of those.
Yep.
I remember that song.
Yeah, I remember there's ones that they see. But some kids these days will never know what 80s kids did. And it was like, wake up in the morning on Saturday and watch every single cartoon till it's over.
Yeah.
Eat cereal for 4 straight hours.
Yeah. Yeah, during cartoons.
Don't go to the bathroom. I don't think I ever went to the bathroom while I watched cartoons. I would not leave to go to the bathroom. I was like,
yeah.
I got to watch the rest of this He-Man episode. Then you're like, oh, God.
I got to go.
Way too many
Hurry
Cocoa
up,
Pebbles.
He-Man. Hurry up.
Way too many
Hurry up
Cocoa
and take
Pebbles.
Grayskull stupid. Mountain. Hurry.
Yeah. Come on, He-Man. No, don't bring She-Ra. She's stupid. I don't know.
Have the Transformers take over.
Yeah. Turn them into a cassette tape. Hurry up!
I remember that one. What that was called? It was like the Little Bots or something. I don't know, something stupid. I bought every Transformer you could possibly imagine. And I hated every one of them because I couldn't figure out how to get them together.
Crash! Crash! Against the wall. Let's do some wrestling moves with the Transformer.
No, I used to fill a freaking a laundry bag and tie it up really tight and beat the living bejesus out of it. I'd pretend I was a wrestler. I'd jump off my dresser until that one time I jumped and I slipped and I went face first into my bed. And wham! I was like, ugh. And then I started bleeding. My mom was like, what'd you do? I was like, I slipped on off the bed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure you did. And she looks over and she sees the entire sack of clothes. And she's like, were you wrestling? I was like,
no.
No. It was his fault. She's like,
wrestling
funny.
Buddy.
Yeah. It was like, I remember that.
I had Hulk Hogan.
I had Ultimate Warrior.
Hulk Hogan was, like, as a kid, he was my hero.
He was your hero.
And then he went villain, and I was like, what happened to Hulk Hogan?
Everybody hated that man after that.
Yeah, and then he turned good again.
Yep. But everybody liked him after that, so then it was like, all right, he's a villain. It's like John Cena. He was good, and then he turned into a villain.
Yeah.
Now he's a bad guy.
Well, you know, it's just, I have to change it up a little bit, I guess.
Everybody's like everybody was like, what happened? And all of a sudden, a couple weeks later, he's the champion. He's already broken the record for winning the most championships. And he's like, the only real champ in WWE. I'm like, oh my God. And everybody's like, yeah. I'm like, you guys just hated him 10 minutes ago.
I know, right?
You're such bandwagon jumpers. Dude. Knock it off.
It was entertaining, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, my wrestling buddy was Hulk Hogan. I gotta say. I think my brother had Macho Man.
I loved the Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah.
I just got how nuts he was. It was always like
Macho Man Randy Savage. Macho Man Randy Savage.
I don't know how that dude just survived like without busting a vein.
I don't know.
His neck was
all the veins came out. And you're like, dude, if you take your shirt down just a little, I
hemorrhoids.
Might be able to see your aorta.
He had to have hemorrhoids.
I don't know.
He had to have. He's straining weight. I wonder if he did that when he went to the bathroom. You're going to come out of there right now. I'll tell you what. It's like, what the heck, dude? Relax.
He had one of those, where you like blow your intestine.
Oh, hernia. Yeah. Hernias, yeah.
Can you imagine?
Like them all over the place. They look like little.
Yeah. They get like little cups everywhere.
Keeping it intact.
Yeah.
So it just goes.
You can actually see the stroke going up the jugular vein, like
it so
on its way.
Bad. Like he had like 30 veins in his neck. He's like, whoa. I was like, dude, calm down.
Yeah.
What are you on?
That
bro?
Wasn't Nodos.
No. Yeah.
That wasn't Jolt.
Yeah. That was none of that.
That wasn't Slim Jims and Jolt. Okay.
No, that was definitely not Slim Jims and Jolt. Like the Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah.
And the rope. I'm like, God dang, bro.
You know, adrenaline can do a lot.
Yeah.
It can give you a ton of energy, you know, like that. But I'd be so tired afterwards.
Yeah, I would probably be like, I'm going to bed. This is ridiculous. Why do I got to strain so much?
Run around the house a whole bunch of times and then just fall. Yeah.
Are you going night-nights? Yeah.
But you got to make sure that you slide in the kitchen with your feet pajamas.
Yes. I remember those, and I went face first into the stove. All I heard was, doom! I was like, I was trying not to cry, bro. And my mom comes out, she's like, what'd you do? I was like, just holding my head. And she's like, were you sliding in your feety pajamas? I was like, no. And she's like, you want to tell me the truth? I was like, yeah, in my head. I started crying after that because she was like, come here. She gave me a hug and everything. She brought me to my room. She was like, lay down. I'll get you something. She got me like this warm compress to make me feel better. Didn't do a dang thing.
No.
But, you know, she made sure I was okay. I had a little cut, and she was like, oh, we'll get you a Band-Aid. Got me a Band-Aid. What'd she do? Slaps me right in the...
I believe that.
There, and she goes, don't do it again. I was like, ah, ow! Like, almost like Pauly Shore when he was in Son-in-Law.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, ah, like when she smacks him in the nose.
Oh, yeah. After he, like, broke it.
No, he got punched.
Yeah.
He was like, ah, ow, ow. That was so great.
Yeah, but she didn't mean it. Yeah. Your mom did.
Yeah, she meant it. She was like, what?
Yeah, I used to have carpeted stairs, like, yes. That went up the stairs and stuff.
Yep.
And the feet pajamas were great for sliding down the stairs.
It's like,
thump, 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 thump. You get to the bottom. If you hit too hard, man, you feel it in your nose.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. It was bad.
But you did it anyways.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was fun.
I remember.
See, I used to gauge how comfortable a house would be by their carpet. Like, and this is how I did it. Would I be comfortable laying on the living room floor watching the Saturday morning cartoons there?
Yep.
You know, is that carpet comfortable for me to watch the cartoons?
Yep.
And if it was soft and kind of plushy and, you know, some of the 80s carpets, the shag or whatever, but if it was comfortable, I was there. I was like, I'd be on my belly with my elbows, right?
Yep.
I'd be like, cartoons.
Yeah, speed buggy.
But if it didn't have that,
yep,
I was like, I don't know, man. I gotta trust my instincts here.
I don't know. Every time I watched cartoons, it was more like I was on the carpet, then I was on the couch, then I was in the chair, then I was on the floor, then I was in the other chair, then I was back on the other couch, and then I went back to the floor on the chair. It was like musical furniture. It's all it was. I never stayed still. My dad hated it. He was like, "Can you stay in one spot?" And I was like, I don't like, the floor hurts. And then stay in the chair. Okay. Sit in the chair. Nope. Get right back on the floor. He's like, my God.
Were you the kind of kid that used to play, when you played video games, you would like move with the game?
No, that I wouldn't do.
You like stick your tongue way out.
When I draw, I do that. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, it's
you
so
need
bad.
To see Ant.
When I'm drawing, it's just like, stop doing that. Then you're wondering why your mouth's all soaked, and you're like, ew.
I know, like, if I played, like, one of those driving games or whatever, and I was turning,
yeah,
like I would kind of turn with it.
I never did that. I don't know what it is. I watched my friends do it, and I'm like, it's not going to do it. You're not turning with the car. Knock it off. And they're like,
yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
You're going to fall over if you keep doing that.
Yeah, or you turn, like, the whole handheld.
Yeah, they're turning.
You're just trying to get over there.
You're like, why is it not turning? It's because you're turning the joystick. Current... Flick the thing. What are you doing?
Yeah, sometimes I do that with, like, Mario, too. Like, I'm trying to run faster, and trying to get Mario to run faster, but he didn't.
You know what? I like people that do this.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? Where are you going?
They raise the...
They're like...
They raise the controller up and all around. Yeah.
Oh, my.
I know.
I laugh so hard.
It's
I was
funny.
Watching somebody. I'm like, are you flying somewhere? Where are you going? Like, it was, I don't know. Some people just, I don't know. I just don't get it. I think it's funny.
And then they came out with the Wii U.
Yeah. And they're like, well, everybody's going to move the controllers.
And you could play, bowling, tennis.
Baseball. Yep. The tennis one was fun.
So you had to move.
Yeah. The tennis one and the baseball one were fun. Like, I was playing.
Yeah.
Like
I like the bowling one, too.
I would always have the thing on my wrist.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I let it go, it's going to hit.
It's going to break a window.
So when I swung it like a bat, so it would actually go through like that. And when I did that, I hit my daughter right in the head.
Oops!
All you hear is, she was like, ah! I was like, oh my God, are you okay? And the ball was way over and went home run. She was like, I hate you. I was like, see what happens when you do that? Hits you right in the head. Stay right there next time so I can do it again. She's like,
that's it.
I'm just saying.
Don't do it.
What she do? She comes back and hits four home runs right in a row. I was like, I hate you.
Nice.
I was like, I hate you.
That was like to get it back at you.
I still beat her, though. It was funny. She was like, I'm going to beat you. It's 4-1. You're in trouble.
Yeah.
5 seconds later, it's 6-4.
Bro, so I built the skee ball game last night.
Oh, God.
And then I played it. It was like 1 a.m. and I'm sitting there shooting skee ball. And I'm like, the whole thing lit up and everything, and it talks to you and it tells you your score. It's actually a lot of fun.
Is it?
Yeah.
Does it give you tickets?
No.
Damn it. That would have been awesome. Tickets. Oh, free stuff.
Yeah. Here, have some popcorn.
Yeah, that's all you're getting.
That's what I got for you.
That's all you're going to get unless you want a beer. You're paying for that. But I don't want to. You know how much money I waste? That's what you're talking about. It's free.
Yeah.
That'd be so great, saying somebody say that. I spent so much money on the skee ball game.
Yeah, Dad.
Where'd you put it?
Yeah, there's not even a quarter slot. Yeah.
Where did you put the money?
Well, isn't that the bill thing right there? No.
If you want to put money in, you put it in those little holes up top. Just stuff it right in there. Yeah. So when the ball rolls out, we'll see if somebody gets free money.
For $20, you get unlimited games.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Nobody can take it from you.
That's right. And you can have another player.
It's my game, man. I paid $20. I can see people going, "What? It's free, man. What are you talking about?"
What do you mean it's free?
What? What do you mean, man? Like, Bill, he said it was free. He said it was $20. Well, if you're stupid enough to believe it.
You're the one that gave me the idea. Thank you.
Appreciate it. You got to put $20 in each hole.
Yeah. Meanwhile, it all lands in the same place.
Yeah, exactly. Take it apart, take some money out. I'm like, ooh, I can buy some more beer.
The balls don't come down no more, and trying to figure out why. All the 20s.
Money's all wadded up.
Yeah.
You're like
blocking it.
Yeah.
It's like, player one. Player one.
Player one. Player one. Can you play the game, player one?
Fine. Player two.
What's going on? Is there a player three? Why is it saying that?
The score is zero. Still.
You're doing great, player one. You get no tickets. This thing gives tickets?
It'd be cool, like, if they came out with something that you could record so that it plays that.
Oh, that'd be great.
And you could change it anytime you want.
That'd be so funny.
Just tell
you're
jokes.
A loser.
Yeah, right?
You miss the hole.
You hit the 10 and it's like, you suck.
Your mom didn't treat you well.
You hit the 100. You hit the 100 and it's like, way to go, buddy.
You're the greatest. Not really. You still suck.
Poser.
Loser boy. He's so awesome.
Loser boy.
Get a life.
That would be funny.
Oh, that would be so great. I would laugh so hard. You put Chantel on there.
Yeah.
You're such a loser, Chantel.
you hit the 100 and it's like, you wish.
Yeah, you wish.
Almost, but not quite.
You're a wiener. Like, what?
You didn't do it.
I'm not a hot dog. You are a whiner.
Yeah, keep whining about losing.
You loser.
I did hit the 100, though, a couple times when I played. Yeah, I was like, I've hit
the 100 a few times when I've been in, like, arcade or something like that. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, and I'm never going to hit it again. It's like, what the?
I think this thing's, like, 6 feet tall.
Is it?
Yeah, sir. Yeah, just almost 6 feet tall.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, it's
like
up there.
Like a basketball player.
Well, no, maybe it's not. Maybe it's about 5. And it might be five feet.
5 feet?
Yeah. But big enough.
Yeah. All you need is a pitching thing. Just hit the...
Oh, yeah. For the arcade baseball thing?
Yeah, where you hit it, see how fast you throw it?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah, the fast pitch.
Yeah, it was fast pitch.
Yeah. But I still have to put the air hockey table together. I've been dreading it because it looks so heavy.
You're like,
it actually feels really heavy, too.
You look at it and you're like, I can't, I'm going to do this. No, I'm not.
I can't imagine there being too many little parts, but there's quite a few.
Yeah, you're like, where's this go?
It's still leaning in the same place because it's so heavy.
You're like, you can stay there.
Yeah, it's just been hanging out there. I think I'm going to have to put the base together first. So
yeah.
Then try to flip it over.
We need like 30 people for this.
Yeah. Everybody get around the table. We're going to flip it.
We're going to do this.
Yeah.
Is this a foosball
work
table?
Work together. But yeah. I did get a couple of outdoor games, and one of them was the Coney Island Toss.
Which one's that?
It's similar to ski ball, except it doesn't have the runway.
Oh, okay.
So it's like cornhole and ski ball. All in one.
Oh.
Yep. It looks like fun, so I'm excited to play that game.
I can't remember that one where you have to ring something, where you throw rings or something like that, and you have to get on the stick. I can't remember what the hell it's called.
Ring toss?
No. It's got a name. Dang it. What's the name? I can't remember the name.
I don't know.
It just stands up. You know what the old clothing racks that used to look like?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The wooden
like,
ones?
It looks like that, but it stands up normally, and it's got these little, like, oh, my God, I can't even talk.
Is it like Plinko?
No, it's you got to throw the rings. It's got a hook right onto the stem. Like, stem. Good enough. Anyways, whatever.
Well, stick. I do know what game. I can see it. I just don't remember the name of it.
I can't remember the name of it. It's actually fun.
They are fun.
It's a blast. And there's another one where you throw, like, these suction cups, and they go... I don't know. I don't know what that is. That looks funny.
They got axe throwing for your yard. And I'm like, how? Okay, so it must be like, I haven't seen it in person, but I was looking at a picture of one and I was like, that must be like a Velcro thing or, you know, because like the whole lawn dart thing, they changed since, you know.
Since the death of the
people,
80s.
Yeah, since people were getting, you know.
Mutilated and dismembered.
Stabbed by lawn darts, you know, trying
catch
to have
kids.
Fun. Yeah. But then they came out with these Velcro. I think, of course, the hand pad with the ball that's Velcro.
Yeah.
I used to play that when I was a kid all the time.
Yeah. And it was like, you can never get that ball off the thing.
No. It's so hard. So,
it's like, got it. You ready? You wait another hour for
like
your
you
friend
pull,
to pull.
You pull the paddle, the Velcro on the paddle, you pull it right off.
Yep.
Because you can't get the ball off.
Glued properly. You're like, well, that was fun.
If it gets wet, it's over.
You're doomed. It's pointless.
It's over.
There's no reason to even bother.
Yeah. See, these are the games that are fun for summer, you know?
Yeah, they're fun for summer. Like volleyball and badminton.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so competitive with badminton.
I'll
spike people in the face. I don't really care. It's So I don't care. Take it, little boy. I swear to God, I'll do it again.
I win.
Mommy, he's so mean. He's only 5 years old. I don't care.
Got to teach him about competition someday.
Yeah. Show this boy some. Make him be a man.
If you're going to win, you got to win.
Stop being a baby.
Only winners win.
Yeah. Diaper wear.
I don't care how many ice creams you offer me.
I don't give a. I don't care.
I'm not gonna be. I'm not gonna be easy on you.
Yeah, you little
kid.
Whiner. Why are you such a
go
whiner?
Go ahead. Go get your mommy.
Oh, you can tell on me, loser.
Sounds like something Adam Sandler would do.
I know, right? Oh, you gonna cry, you big baby? Why are you being so mean? I'm not. I'm being nice.
What do you mean? I'm like a big brother.
Yeah. I love
this
kid. Send him on over. I'll show him some things.
Well, Doyle's rule.
Yeah. Oh, Doyle rules. No. No.
That's funny.
I thought somebody just came in here. That was weird.
I don't know. I'm hearing all kinds of stuff.
Hearing all kinds of noise out there.
Listen, it could be Chantel.
It could be.
She's probably like, I just want to get in, guys. I just want to talk to Chuck and Billy.
I just want to know whether my name's Chantel.
Would be funny if she splattered her face up against that window over there.
I know.
Started licking it. I'm like, what are you doing?
Hi, guys.
My name's Chantel.
Oh, man.
And she rode her bike here.
The one with the streamers.
Yeah.
The banana
the rainbow
seat.
Ones.
Yeah. The banana seat.
Hey, man,
ching,
those,
ching, ching.
Those were comfortable bikes.
They were amazing. Those seats were so comfortable.
So comfortable.
Yeah, and then you get the ones that just, wow, hurt.
Yeah.
Ones with, like, this much cushion.
They're like, hardly anything.
It's funny. Cause
and it's really skinny.
Yeah.
You just don't know how to sit on it.
You're like,
you kind of, like, put... Like one, one cheek
whoa,
on there.
That was too far.
Yeah, you're like, whoa, I can't do this.
No, you can't. It's impossible.
So you just ride standing up the whole time?
You're like,
yeah, here I go.
People got that wiggle from
downhill.
Yeah.
No hands.
Yeah, I did that. Then I hit a pothole. I wasn't even paying attention. I was just like, nah. Bam! I was like, ugh.
Nothing's worse than it roller skating down the street and hitting a pebble.
Oh, that's terrible.
You couldn't stop.
Or skateboarding.
It was over.
Skateboarding was the worst.
Yeah.
Because I was a
little tiny. It has to be like the world's smallest pebble.
At least you're,
and it stops you dead.
Yeah.
Stops you dead.
It
and then you
so
keep
bad.
Going.
Yeah. It's like,
yeah. A little road rash, yeah.
Oh, man. I remember when I was doing it on North Street when I was skateboarding. And I went to do a grind, and I didn't get up that far because I hit the pebble. I went
right
face plant. Bam! I was like, oh, my God. Cut my chin. I was so angry. I was like, oh, and I just got up, started skating, blood running down my neck. And then,
and when it's really hot out, you can't really feel it.
No, nope. You're like, well, you thought you're sweating to death. You're like, yeah, all right. I got home. My mom's like, what happened to your face? I was like,
what do you mean?
I was like, that's rude. You guys made me.
It's your fault. Yeah. You're the one that did it.
You made me.
No, I didn't ask for this.
Yeah. What are you talking about? Look at your face.
This wasn't on my grocery list.
Yeah. You think I wanted this face? Oh, man. Well, that's it for Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1. We will see you guys next Wednesday. Have a good one and enjoy.
Toodles.
Toodles, guys. Toodles.